Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're talking to Christina Liu, our Project Independence and You radio show producer, and also Otto Loos, the co-host extraordinaire, as always. It's great to guest host this show and just kind of, I really always look forward to talk to the town because it is a good time. I mean, we do give out information occasionally too, but this part of the show is really good because, you know, all three of us have been involved with Project Independence for so many years now on so many levels and have been through so much, including, you know, Sandy, storms, where we learned what we learned back then too. You know, when you don't have power for 2 weeks, you have to survive anyway. And, you know, it's a lot harder if you're a senior. And back then, you know, the cell phone situation was just, you know, it brought out a lot of good things about the cell phone situation. Namely that a lot of seniors, and we, you know, we did experience this, we had a lot of their numbers, but they didn't charge their phone, or, you know, they didn't turn it on because they're kind of, you know, afraid of it for some reason. And they just wanted to stay with their home phone. But I think because of Sandy, a lot more seniors, and especially
their family. You're so right, Beck, you know, and that's important to note because, you know, from Sandy, you know, there was so much that we learned and that we kind of took with us, you know, and our nurses and social workers, you know, and we had like this little toolkit that we created just from things that we learned from Sandy to kind of do with seniors prior to, you know, some kind of catastrophic situation happening. And you know, with the fact that, you know, our nurses and social workers really had developed, you know, after that time, you know, a list of people that were super high risk that needed to be, you know, there were certain bullets to be reminded of, you know, with certain things. And I think that, you know, from this situation, we'll probably also have that. And that, you know, it's taking these things, you know, with us, as we said in the first segment. So,
you know, with the phone business, about the phone going out, what you can do is you can charge phones in a car, depending on the age of the car, with a cigarette lighter charger or a USB connection.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's always good to have that in a reserve tank.
Absolutely.
And you can also get a device that stays plugged in, which will become, if you run out of power, can be a backup. I've never used it. I have it plugged in, but I've never used it.
And if you have that car, Otto, one of the things that we learned was when we know that there's even a potential hurricane coming,
yeah,
you know,
gas is crazy.
Keep that tank full of gas, you know, because we really suffered there too, because so many of the gas stations didn't have power and deliveries weren't able to be made and you know, that whole scenario.
Cash, no ATM.
And, but then, you know, in this situation, it was like more like credit card based because no one wants to deal with cash, you know what I mean? So It's a little different.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you have to kind of, you know, get in the groove of it. But what is exciting, as I had mentioned in the first segment, is that tomorrow we are scheduled to enter this phase 4. And that also in phase 4 is pools, is a lot of outdoor pools, which I know, especially we've had some very hot weather. And it's something that a lot of people have been looking to do. It's great for kids. I know it's got to be rough. I see a lot of my friends who had camps were canceled on them. So now they're, you know, they've not only been schooling their children, now they're stuck with them all summer long. But now the pools are open. And those pools that are actually scheduled to be opening tomorrow are Manor Haven Beach Park, Martin Bunky Reed, Whitney Pond Park. And that's for all town residents. I just want everyone to be aware of. So obviously there's going to be different protocols, you know, masks when you're, you know, walking around in a public kind of space. And they're going to open daily for 2 sessions. So it's from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and then from 2:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. And in between that 1:30 to 2:30 slot, they're sanitizing the facility.
Oh,
just,
that's
just so people, Clinton, Martin Park, and Tully are not included.
Not included, and they're going to be open at a later date.
Right,
right.
So there's not actually
people don't
date.
Show up there thinking
right.
that, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's just tomorrow is just those three pools that I right. had, which are really the, you know, open to everyone kind of thing. And the Tully Park one is tricky because that's indoors, you know, so. But that's right now, that's what's scheduled. Social distancing guidelines will obviously be in effect. It's going to be a first come, first serve basis, you know, because it has to be obviously a shorter amount of, a lesser amount of people. But that's exciting. It's nice, you know, like I said, it's nice to have these little glimmers of, you know, a normal kind of summer, you know, vibe, which I think is certainly important. And I know a lot of people relied on that for exercise purposes too. So if you need more information.
What's great too is the way that the supervisor and the town board, but really, you know, the supervisor, when people call and, you know, she listens to where they're kind of limited to certain situations mm-hmm. where seniors, you know, maybe don't want to be walking in a park when everyone else is going, even if people have masks on. Mm-hmm. So I think that
there's early opening hours. So
yeah.
So they do the early opening. That's at North Hempstead Beach Park. Which was certainly exciting to do. The North Hempstead Beach Park is still 50% capacity, mm-hmm. but you know, as I said, seniors are able to go, and it's all free. They've waived all the fees for all these beaches and parks. You know, just to because of what's going on. So I think that's actually a really lovely thing as well. They also have their little spray pads located at town parks. Are going to be open from 9 a.m. to sunset. Those are all being monitored and cleaned as, you know, as needed. And the town board is also offering virtual office hours through Zoom, which I think is a really cool concept. You know, so if you're a resident and you want to communicate directly with representatives, you can do that. So you got to call 311 and they'll schedule an appointment, which I think is great. You know, like that's what I was saying, like the fact that all these, you know, things are really being thought about and tweaked and done in the most mm-hmm. safe, you know, manner, I think is really just a testament to how wonderful North Hempstead is in putting this all together. So that's great. And of course, we had mentioned it a little earlier, Fun Day Monday is now virtual, which is certainly a change. But it's really great. They just aired the first one yesterday. It was aired on North Hempstead TV. It's on YouTube. It was on Facebook. I'm sure it could be somewhere else too, but who knows? But fun, which is great. You know, they have, there was a cooking segment, which was right. making me starving because that was like the first thing I watched yesterday and I was famished watching that. There was a little segment, you know, John and I are doing with all the different town board members, just a little fun kind of interview just about their favorite Fun Day Mondays, their favorite summer things. And you'll learn some little hidden secrets about different town board members, which was really, really fun. And then there's exercise, there's fitness at the end of that one. And like I said, there's going to be different every Monday. There's going to be a different show and you could listen to it on, or watch it rather, on channel 18 or 63 on Cablevision and channel 46 on Verizon Fios. And also you could watch it online at www.mynhtv.com
Actually, I watched it.
Oh, you did?
I did, because I knew we would be talking about it today.
See? That's why we have you. And, I like
and
that.
You're going to be a television person now.
Well, John had a lot of nerve. He made me last minute. He decided I needed to be, you know, the main host. And I told him I was sidekick, but he, you know,
well,
no,
it was very well done, and Viviana Russell came across as a very nice, fun lady, and all of you guys did a good job.
Yeah, it was fun, you know, and it was. Listen, the council people, everyone loves going to Fun Day Monday. It's a chance for them to really connect with the residents, and it's a fun thing. And with Viviana, what was fun is that I didn't know she's, like, in the process of writing a book. So, of course, the pressure's on because now we're going to be hounding her. About this book that she's writing, but it was you know, so it was little things like that you'll find out, and it's light and it's fun and it's great because it's tons of people have been watching it. So I think, you know, listen, it's different. Obviously we all wish we could be at the beach together, but the fact that you could still be kind of part of it and see these great things. It's, and there's so many, there's going to be tons of really great lineup. I know Beck's been involved in scheduling a lot of stuff, so.
I mean, and another thing is I really want to give a shout out to North Hempstead Television Station. I mean, you know, Alan and Rebecca and all the people that are with North Hempstead TV and the communications department, because, you know, Otto, when you watch that 2-hour put together version of Fun Day Monday, they're putting it together. They're piecing it together and removing things that don't belong and kind of shortening, lengthening and making it all happen. It takes a long time, you know, especially when you've got like, you have someone who's a chef somewhere else, and you've got, you know, Christina and crew doing kind of the interviews, and then you have, you know, the fitness class, and then also the beginning is really put together beautiful. How was that opening? I loved how they showed North Hempstead and, you know, pieces of things. I think they're doing a great job, and North Hempstead Television, also with the virtual fitness classes, you know, with the yoga and the Tai Chi, getting it on the television. I mean, it's just, it's so great for the seniors. I mean, we get, you know, feedback every single day for North Hempstead Television Project Independent shows that are airing, that, you know, thank you so much. And it's,
You know what's nice too is that people that are doing these films, everyone's really putting in the effort. You know, and on the one yesterday, you know, Margaret was doing her fitness class, and she had a whole beachy background. I know, Beck, you were doing that too. You know, and it's just everyone's really just trying to kind of make things special and put the effort in. And I think that's just, it's really wonderful thing to see, you know, that everyone's really trying to pull together and just make these things work, which I think is really nice.
What I noticed was at the end of the show, there were a lot of links, YouTube links, to other shows. And one of them happened to be this guy, Andre Roux. I don't know if you've ever listened to Andre Roux. He's not a hard metal, you know, hard rock guy. But if you've never listened to him, you should click on one of those links. He takes classical music and semi-classical music and actually makes it fun. He's really a tremendous entertainer. And there were several links at the end of the virtual Fun Day Monday to him on YouTube, which I think people in the senior set would enjoy.
There you go, see? There, see it. I like that Otto even paid attention to the links at the end as well. I just want to tell people, too, that the drive-in movies, which is like the hot ticket of North Hempstead that sells out crazy fast. Those, the month of July has scheduled a bunch of dates. There's going to be Sonic the Hedgehog. That's going to be at Westbury High School on July 11th and 12th. The 1993 Jurassic Park movie is going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park on July 18th. And Space Jam is also going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park on July 25th. It's great. These are all kind of classic movies and great family movies. So I think it's really nice.
I got one for you here, all right? We touched on this briefly, but the concept of an outdoor movie led me to where I am actually going to have a jet game televised in my backyard.
For North Hempstead residents?
That's a great start for the next segment, because right now we have to take a break, and we will be right back.